Chansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL, presented by The Casual Pint, your place for delicious pump food paired with local beer.
Hard to believe, but Roy Williams says two more benchmarks. This is our Chansky with Tuesday Sports Notebook. Both April 1 and August 1 have passed without making note book of them for the Hall of Famer. Does it seem like old Roy has been retired for 5 years since a day a lot of people believe was an April Fool's joke? Yes, he retired after 18 seasons at Carolina, most of them on Roy Williams Court, and also celebrated his 75th birthday on August 1 last Friday. Roy and Wanda no longer live in Chapel Hill. They are now at Forest Creek and Pinehurst, plus the mountains on the coast, wealthy and generous enough to add $10 million to what they had already gifted UNC. But they rarely miss a game at the Smith Center, which this season includes the home rematch with Kansas, where Williams emerged from a no-name to a big name over 15 years in Lawrence. That needs a little review, as Williams was sitting in his assistant's office when Dean Smith stopped by to see him. "Don't tell anyone, but I think we can get you the Kansas job," Smith said in the summer of 1988. Roy thought he had lost it. That, too, had a Carolina connection. Another Tar Heel, Larry Brown, had left Kansas with a national championship trophy and a one-year NCAA probation for his successor. Ironically, it helped Williams because no big-name coach wanted to inherit a program that had to sit out the 1989 postseason. But that took the pressure off rookie Roy, who had a season 19-12 showing the Jayhawks he inherited and he recruited and the fans that he could coach, dadgummit. We all forgave him for not succeeding Bill Guthridge in 2000 when he affirmed Smith's personal ask after Kansas lost a 2003 NCAA championship game to Syracuse, mostly by missing 18 free throws. Matt Daugherty had made a mess of things, and Smith said, "Last time I said we wanted you." Smith semi-pleaded, "This time we need you." It took Williams one season to win his first national title after four Final Fours at Kansas. He went on to four more Final Fours and two more Natties in 2009 and 2017, very different teams that proved he could coach all kinds. In his 17 seasons of coaching against Duke and Mike Krzyzewski, Williams won more games and more national championships and beat Coach K 9 out of 9 in regular season finales with the ACC title at stake. He looked tired on that April 1 afternoon when he walked into the Dean Dome press conference. A week later, after his choice, Yuba Davis, got the job, he looked less tired and more tanned. In the excruciating wait for football season, writers are creating polls on the 25th anniversary of this century. And two of them, Bill Self, old Roy's successor, is number one, Williams is number two, and Krzyzewski is third. This is our Chansky. See ya at the Casual Pint. We'll be right back.